years. This will be a moving list as our environment changes in Ponce Inlet. Lastly, thank you to the Ponce Inlet staff for the past 2 years of helping me get a better understanding of governmental procedures and also helping me get a clear understanding of the processes by each department. Your time you give me is very valuable and much appreciated. Quickly, I'd like to go over just a few things I've attended. On October 29th, I attended the Volusia County Coastal Update held in Daytona Beach Shores. This meeting was held to update residents on the progress of current sand placement projects and also future potential design from each residential area, and residents are allowed to vote on the survey site for Volusia County website. October 30th, I attended the Volusia League of Women Voters meeting held at Ocean Center in Daytona Beach. This was a very in-depth review of Volusia County Coastal Update that we had the night before. They really drilled down into a lot of the essence of how the coast would look based upon different strategies of ways that we're going to try to protect our very famous and money-driven beaches. They discussed the financial impact that it would have on Volusia County as a whole if our beaches are continued to be damaged. And what that means is, again, if we lose the income from our beaches and our hotels, property taxes will go up. So when people complain about us spending millions of dollars to protect the beaches, they need to look at the millions of dollars that we'd be losing if we don't protect our beaches. So again, the Volusia League of Women Voters, that was an outstanding meeting. We were there for 3 hours. And the one in Daytona Beach Shores was more of a dog and pony show. We were there for about 30 minutes and left. Very informative. But again, this was very well attended, and it was drilled down to the fine details. November 4th, I attended a meeting with Mike, Kim, and Dan. And again, you guys know I'm always trying to learn the procedures of each department. And I had a question concerning overtime and how it's calculated at the fire department. And thank you for that. The way that I know I'm used to looking at overtime, anything over 40 hours turns into overtime. That's not the way the firefighters' overtime is calculated. And that was very enlightening for me. And again, thank you for putting that on your monthly report, because again, it helps me understand exactly how things are working. On November the 10th, I attended the Volusia County League elected official meeting roundtable held at Daytona Beach Airport. And I'm sure Lois will probably cover that. But again, Lois is chair of that, and it was a very outstanding, good meeting. Lastly, October 22nd and November the 19th, I attended the Transportation Planning Organization, TPO, meetings held at the new Daytona Beach office for the TPO. I served as a voting member for those meetings. Actions including approving independent audit. And the reason I bring that up is the TPO has struggled over the past years of trying to come up with a clean audit. This is the first time, they said, in over 5 years they could remember that the auditors found nothing. So there was a big celebration going on for that. So that was an outstanding improvement. Another thing that was approved was redefining the local match requirements for projects, where right now local municipalities, the match is set at a minimum of 10%. It's going to stay at 10%, but the reason the change came in is where Flagler has now come into the local TPO. And Ponce Inlet continues to be talked about on our sidewalk project, where the council at that time elected to raise the bar from 10 to 15% to move up the ladder on the project. So that's being talked about still as of today. So I'm always proud to stand there and smile. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill?
After what Joe said and all the wonderful things that have happened this year, after Skip has finished with all the wonderful things that has happened this year, God bless our staff. I mean, let's be serious. If it wasn't for the staff we had, where would we be? They come to us with some I love them deeply. All right, matter of fact, I wrote down as you started talking, after this list, we really look good. All right, just a couple of things. If you go to our Facebook page, Jackie spent a lot of time and put in information concerning the mayor's gala for a homeless shelter. You know, we had the thing in September, and we passed 1,000 people. We are now almost at 1,100. I think it was 1,099 have gone through and completed the shelter, with 93% of them still in housing. And there's a whole list. I send it out to every one of the council members and Mike every month as we get it. And we just got a grant that I don't know if I sent that part to you. We just sent a grant out that we received a grant, and we now can work with the people coming in. We are now working with, which we couldn't do this before, we can actually take people that have an opioid addiction into the shelter, and they have people now that come in to work with that. So that is a big plus. We've gone through, I think, of the 20-some-odd-hundred people that have gone through the shelter and the 1,000 that have completed it, I think 1 in 6 has been of some form of veteran, which I don't know how to say enough, but the gala is first weekend in February. If you're interested, go to our Facebook page. Jackie put up all the information concerning it, and it basically says, you know, Volusia County opted, they put a lot of money up in the shelter, let's be honest about this. They put in $2,500, half the entire construction of the shelter. For the first 5 years, they put in $400,000 a year to keep the shelter operating. They voted last year to go to $300,000 this year, and then $200,000 the next 3 years. And the shelter's always looking for help, assistance, and any way that you can. So go to that Facebook page and take a look. I mean, I think Ponce Inlet was one of the first cities to participate in the, as a organization to sponsor the shelter. And every time I walk in there, I'm so proud of the fact that the citizens of Ponce Inlet continue to want to support it, even though we may not be sending that many people to it compared to what Daytona and Ormond Beach. And so I always tell everybody, well, how come they get so many? I said, where would you rather be? At a location where people are giving you assistance through the churches and the organizations that participate in Daytona Beach, or would you rather be out in Edgewater and where they're going to ship them over to Daytona Beach? So, you know, and so I don't know how to say that the things that we have accomplished as a group of citizens in Ponce Inlet. And, you know, Kip spends a lot of money, a lot of talk about money. And, you know, I do a lot of talking about helping people. And I think Ponce Inlet has done one great job with the staff and everybody of helping people over the last 12 years that I've been with this council. Thank you. Oh, and have a great holiday.
I have a question. I was having a discussion about the first step shelter with somebody.
Can you? They can't hear you. You're on, but talking to the mic.
And they asked me, is the ratio of men and women in the shelter, is it predominantly men, or do they have facilities for ladies?
The shelter, when it was built for 120 occupants. There were 80 beds on the men's side and 40 beds on the female side. Over the years, that has fluctuated to the point where we actually had, when Victoria got the money, when they had that major grant came in, we were able to increase the size of the woman of the female section of the thing. So we're sitting at about 86 now. We can handle tightly about 120. And it's predominantly men. Not predominantly, it's more men than female. But yeah.
Thank you. I have the answer to that question.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. You know, the period of time since our last meeting has been busy, and I'm going to briefly mention some of the highlights of the events I participated. The flooding subcommittee meeting was on October 22nd, And what came from that meeting is that in response to the growing desire for timely information by the residents as it relates to, you know, how tax dollars are being spent and leveraged to address flooding and stormwater concerns, the county has two initiatives. The first is establishing a project dashboard, which will be in the form of a map, and that will be on their website. And anyone can click on the map to get details of the activities going on in any neighborhood, any zone, what is the project, who's responsible for it, and how is it being funded. The second thing, it's a county, the county will be coordinating, and they've started working on this, with all our municipal public information officers to send out information relating to all projects throughout the county, whether municipal or county, and that will be on the social, the different social platforms. I want to alert you to this, that Patty Rippey and I met with Bobby King, who is the manager of Volusia County Transit Services. There will be a service change of OTRAN in our town. Ms. King will be coming to our council at some point in early spring to explain the new system and answer any questions, but some of the changes still need to go through council. On October 29th, Mike and I did present the appropriation requests for the 2026 legislative session to our Volusia delegation of senators and representatives in DeLand. And I do want to share with you what an exceptional and professional job our town manager did on our behalf there. So thank you for that, Mike. Skip has mentioned the October 30th, the League of Women Voters. I was there as well, and Skip covered that pretty well. It really was very good. And then, this was interesting, on November 13th, I was invited to participate in a boat tour of the dredging and sand placement project currently underway. Jessica Fentress, along with other county and Tyler Engineering employees, were on board the vessel as we approached the dredging barge in the north end of the Indian River to learn about the progress and current status of the project. Ms. Fentress requested that we help facilitate a town hall, which of course we're going to do. And that event will be to provide our residents with the opportunity to speak about Ponce Inlet's, our residents' future vision of our beach. You know that we're members of Team Volusia, and Team Volusia had an annual meeting that I attended, and we learned about exciting developments in the aviation sector as we look towards welcoming some of the new companies coming in. There are more jobs coming with Amazon and new medical facilities, and many of these professionals that are moving in for some of these jobs will be looking for housing, and Ponce Inlet remains a very attractive option, potentially enhancing our property values higher than they are now. And the roundtable, actually, it was quite exceptional. Skip alluded to that. We did have an update again on VOTRAN from Bobby King. And then we learned more about the Volusia County Jail Second Chance Initiative that was presented. That is where job opportunities and training occur for our nonviolent offenders in our local jails. And the importance of that second chance is to make sure that these people, it will reduce the rate of recidivism if they can be welcomed back into the community with perhaps a GED certifications and training. Volusia County Animal Services gave an update on the county's animal shelter. Chad McPhee was there talking about the Marine Science Center and an update on the facility. And our Mayor Nancy Miller provided an update on our flooding subcommittee. And remember, those meetings are open to the public. The Florida League of Cities is voting in December. I will be there in a few weeks. We're voting on our priorities, and I'll bring them back in January for the council's review. And finally, I'm asking you now to mark your calendars for Saturday morning, February 21, 2026, where we will have Sheriff Chitwood join us again as part of my coffee and cake series at the community center. And in addition to Sheriff Chitwood, we also have Cyrus Callum Cumming. He is the Volusia County Director of Aviation at Daytona Beach Airport. And we're going to learn about what is going on at that airport, an update of the airport, the routes, what we can expect. As usual, the doors open at 9:30 for coffee and cake, and then followed by the presentations. And that is it. Thank you. Mike?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, a couple of announcements, actually more than a couple, but the first one, wanted to, Councilman White had mentioned the sidewalk project. I do have some updates on that. That thing is finally moving after years and years and years and years. County staff is actually nearing the design of this project. They're close to 90%. What they're going to be doing, though, we've been working with them to set up a series of meetings with the public to just address concerns, let the public see the plans, that sort of thing. So in January or February, we, county staff and county staff, are going to be meeting with select property owners that we know there may be issues. There's a small number of properties that actually slope down from the road and may require some extra work to make their driveways right with the new sidewalk construction. In any case, we want to take the opportunity to meet with them on their property and go over the plans and construction and what the options might be. So that's going to be in January and February. In March, we're looking at having an open house for the public at the community center, where it'll be similar to the one, Councilman White, was at the Daytona Beach Shores Community Center, the dog and pony show, as you called it, where it's really just they'll have the plans up on boards, people can look at them and can ask questions. Not a formal presentation, but the plans will be there. In April, we are considering having a joint meeting of the Cultural Services Board and the Essential Services Advisory Board to formally review the plans. That way we can look at any kind of tree removal issues and then the construction in general and go over that. And then finally, the plans will come to this town council in May. So after that, assuming the town council approves it, they want to proceed with bids in October and anticipating a construction start date in March. And then the project they expect will be winding up in the fall of that year, 2027. So that's the tentative schedule. We don't have any specific dates as of yet, but that's what we are working toward right now. There are some closure announcements. Of course, next week is for Thanksgiving holiday. Town Hall will be closed that Thursday and Friday. And then following week, the dog park will be closed, the week of December 8th. And they do a remulching, so they're going to take out all the old mulch and then put in brand new mulch. They do that a couple times a year. So, and then, of course, I have to mention our upcoming holiday events. We have our tree lighting and visit with Santa. That's on December 5th on 6 p.m. at Pollard Park. And that is 6 p.m. sharp. It's not show up at 6. That tree turns on at 6. So you got to be there before. We have our Ponsonby Christmas Parade on December 6th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Lighthouse. And then the Fire Department's Santa Run is December 12th and 14th. Lastly, I and the rest of our town staff are thankful for the opportunity to serve this community. Wish you all a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. Do we have anything from our town attorney?
Thank you. Or today.
Thank you, Drew. Now we're up to our final citizen participation, and this is an opportunity to speak up to 2 minutes before the closure of the meeting regarding the reports that were just provided to you by council and the manager. That's items 14 through 16 of the meeting agenda. Is there anyone who wishes to speak? Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a safe and happy holiday. We are adjourned at 3:34.